We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Anybody that was watching HBO last night about 8 o'clock knows that music. Matt Rausch is with TV Insider / TV Guide. He's our Monday morning guru on what we can't be watching this week, and he joins us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Good morning, Matt. How are you? How was Thanksgiving?
Everything is, yeah, it was a good Thanksgiving, but back to television, and it's a full course meal this week in terms of TV offerings. So, yeah, lots to go on, lots going on.
I know you don't backtrack very often, but I just do have to mention The Undoing. You're the one that tipped us off on that. So we sat up and many others watching it. We got this text chain going among places of people trying to figure it all out. Matt, you kept everybody entertained, and it was quite a finish last night.
Yeah, it was. I mean, some people might think it was an anticlimax because the person that you probably thought did the dirty deed did it all along, so no surprise there. But the way it played out was, I think, pretty appropriate, and they just really held your interest throughout the entire limited series. And so, yeah, that was a good one. And HBO's probably got more in their pocket, so we'll see what they come up with next.
Yeah, let's take a look at this week, though. As you mentioned, it's jam packed, and certainly Christmas will be highlighted this week.
Yeah, it really is starting to look like Christmas on television. So here, just give you a couple ideas of some of the things that are happening tonight. In particular, ABC goes full bore with their the latest edition of their Disney sing-along, this time with a holiday version, with lots of stars like Katy Perry and Michael Bublé and Andrea Bocelli. So sing-along with an opera star here. You know, lyrics will be on screen for all your favorite holiday songs. But the one part of the show that I think is going to be really interesting to people is that they're going to bring together casts from the Broadway productions of Lion King, Aladdin, and Frozen, and they're going to be on the stage of the New Amsterdam Theater, this spectacular theater in New York that's been dark since March, and they're going to come together for some music, and just the idea that Broadway has been so, and stages across the country have been dark for so long, so that's kind of special. And they'll follow that up with the CMA Country Christmas, which is an annual tradition. And this year, it's going to look more like those Andy Williams specials of old where you used to go inside what looked like their homes, and so it's going to be much more intimate, special with your country stars. But then the Christmas parade continues, because Tuesday we get Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on CBS. That is an annual tradition, and unlike Charlie Brown, it's staying on network television. And the Rockefeller Christmas tree lighting is on NBC on Wednesday. That's always a big deal here in New York and across the country. They like to see the tree get lit up. But unlike past years, there will be no crowds, because it usually draws quite a crowd, and they're keeping that down, just like they did with the Thanksgiving parade on Thursday. So it'll look different, but yet there will be a lot of performers, including Kelly Clarkson and so on, plus the Rockettes. And after the Christmas tree lighting on NBC on Wednesday, they're going to have a special broadcast of the Christmas Spectacular from Radio City, which is not being performed this year, but I guess they taped it. And the Rockettes will do their show from Radio City, which usually draws so many people into New York every year. But like every place else, Radio City is also dark. So you can see this stuff on television. And then on the weekend, we've got big divas doing their holiday specials. We've got Mariah Carey doing a magical Christmas special on Apple TV. And on CBS on Sunday, the big event is A Holly Dolly Christmas, which is Dolly Parton spreading her cheer. She's already got a Netflix movie out there, but now she's doing her musical special based on her new holiday album, and that'll be on CBS on Sunday. So lots and lots of holiday spirit throughout the week on television.
Boy, she's amazing. She just keeps staying relevant. I'll tell you, that's something else. Let me ask you about Oscar buzz around a Netflix movie that's coming out Friday.
Yeah, this is a big deal. Netflix, usually around this time of year, they come up with a movie that they think has big Oscar hopes, and they've done that quite a last year. It was the big mob movie. But this year it's called Mank. Mank is short for Mankiewicz. The guy, Herman Mankiewicz, who wrote Citizen Kane all those years ago, and Citizen Kane is thought to be one of the great movies of all time, directed by Orson Welles. And this is about the making of, and the focus is on the screenwriter who's trying to work around this mercurial genius. And it's in black and white, directed by the director, David Fincher, who's quite famous. And so there's just the sense that, you know, you can't, so many movie theaters are dark, and actually Netflix has kind of co-opted them anyway. And so movies that you would expect to see on the big screen are now on television, on streaming. And Mank is one of those films that has, you know, art film written all over it, and the kind of thing that's going to be an Oscar contender. So you don't have to go out of your house. You can watch this big, important movie, which streams starting on Friday on Netflix.
That's interesting. I didn't know about that tortured relationship between the movie maker and Mank. So that'll be, yeah, I look forward to that, Matt. Elsewhere, let me ask you about a guy that a lot of people like, Bryan Cranston, and he's got something coming up, it sounds like, on TV.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, Bryan Cranston became so famous. You know, he used to be a comic actor on Malcolm in the Middle, then he went into Breaking Bad, and that really turned his whole career around. He's won Tonys, and he's won a lot of Emmys for Breaking Bad. But now he's back in a drama on Showtime that starts on Sunday. The show is called Your Honor, and that would be his character. He's a judge in New Orleans, but he gets in extreme hot water when his son is involved in a car accident. His young teenage son runs over a kid on a motorcycle who turns out to be the son of the most powerful mobster in all of New Orleans. So it's sort of like this kid is in danger, and the judge, I guess forgetting the fact that the cover-up is always worse than the crime, he tries to cover up. He's doing everything to protect his son, but he just gets deeper and deeper in a mess of it all. I kind of thought that there were a lot of plot holes in this particular story, but Bryan Cranston is always terrific, and he plays him with such a tortured conscience. He knows he's doing the wrong thing, but he's trying to do it for the right reason, and the guy and the bad guys on the other side of the whole thing are looking for revenge for their fallen son. And so, you know, it just builds and builds by the week. So that's a big melodrama on Showtime, but it's worth watching for Bryan Cranston. That begins on Sunday, called Your Honor.
What about Blue Bloods? Is that back?
Well, yes. You know, so many of the fall season shows have been delayed. Some are delayed until the new year. But this Friday, the CBS lineup is back, including Blue Bloods, the big signature show for CBS. Tom Selleck is Eternal here. It's in its 11th season. And also coming back are the revivals of MacGyver and Magnum P.I. But once again, just having these nights back on television, you get this sense of normalcy that people have been craving for months and months. And so, yes, as of Friday, the Blue Bloods is back, and all is right in that particular corner of the world.
Anything before you go, Matt, on streaming that we should keep an eye on Netflix
always
or anywhere
so much
else?
On streaming, yeah. But besides Mank on Friday, you're going to get a new version of The Hardy Boys on Hulu. Nature lovers are going to love this show on Apple called Earth at Night in Color. Earth at Night in Color uses new technology to show you nature scenes in the dark of night. Nocturnal animals and other kinds of things that you never get to see. That's going to be on Apple. 6 episodes of that. But on Netflix, they're doing a biopic of the singer Selena, and she's being played by Christian Serratos, who's one of the cast members of The Walking Dead. But this is a 2-part biography. The first part is available on Friday, giving the story of this young singer who was on such a rising career path until her life was cut short. But again, that's on Netflix. So there's just so much out there on television, including streaming and regular TV. But the good news is TV is coming back, and anywhere you look, it's Christmas. So, happy holidays.
Yeah, you too, Matt. We'll look forward to that. Thanks for all the tips, and I'll look forward to talking to you next Monday. Have a great week.
You bet, you too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.